and Big Bank.
The time is 8 hours. Let's get to the main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win best school solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Lungu family vows not to default appeal against repatriation order. Petroleum expert says quarterly fuel price review unlikely to happen soon. In global news, Hong Kong court jails pro-democracy media tycoon to 20 years imprisonment. To present the news, I'm Lucevilo Gondwe. The family of former late President Edgar Lungu has disclosed that it will not default on filing its appeal in the Supreme Court of South Africa, challenging the earlier High Court judgment last year that ordered the repatriation of his remains to Zambia. In an interview with Phoenix News, the family spokesperson Makebe Zulu has confirmed that preparations are underway to lodge the appeal on or before 11th February 2026 deadline, and that the family remains committed to pursuing avenues that will secure a dignified burial for the former president. The appeal follows a December 23, 2025 decision by the South African Court of Appeal granting the family permission to challenge the earlier Pretoria High Court judgment by Judge Aubrey Ledwaba that ordered Mr. Lungu's repatriation after rejecting the family's request to bury the former president in South Africa and initial denial of permission to appeal on the basis that there was no reasonable prospect of success. The case has since evolved into an 8-month-long legal and political standoff set against a backdrop of long-running feud between Mr. Lungu and his successor, President Hakainde Hichilema, and the family's assertion that the late president expressed wishes about attendees at his funeral.
As regards the issue of the filing in of the appeal in South Africa, I will tell you that all is on course, and there will be no default on our part.
Petroleum expert Dr. Kafula Muvanga says the move from monthly to quarterly fuel pump price reviews is unlikely to happen anytime soon. Recently, Energy Minister Makoza Chikote announced that government is finalizing plans for quarterly reviews to ensure predictable pricing. However, Dr. Muvanga is of the view that government has not done the necessary groundwork and lacks political will to sustain such reviews. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Muvanga cites the underdevelopment of the Indeni oil refinery since 2021 as a key concern, saying it's crucial for sustained fuel supply. He believes it will take significant time for Zambia to develop a refinery that allows for limiting fuel costs and determining price mechanisms.
The aspects or the issues of quarterly review require certain fundamentals in place, and those critical fundamentals are a refinery, and so you're able to cap your cost and determine your flow of price mechanisms, which is not in place. So to assume that government intends to resuscitate the quarterly review, it's really a joke of a season, because that can't happen.
The Small and Medium Enterprise Association is calling on governments to promote more local involvement in power purchasing agreements, saying foreign investors are driven solely by profit motives. This follows revelations by ZESCO board chairperson Vixen Mube that the reduction in prepaid electricity units being given to customers is due to the new Energy Regulation Board ARB tariff model. The Association Director of Mines, Ngovola Moyebe, tells Phoenix News that government should not have left power deals to foreign investors whose demands are now forcing tariff hikes. Mr. Moyebe has accused foreign investors of pushing for cost-reflective tariffs, warning that increased electricity costs will hurt SMEs by raising production costs.
What they should have done was they shouldn't have left power purchasing agreement and locked it only for outsiders. Because if you look at the people they've given power purchasing agreements, these are people out here to just make money. And if you want to check where they are coming from, what they do to the energy sector for their own people. If you go to the UK, energy is basically an expensive thing, even though they don't have blackouts. It's very expensive for you to keep your homes warm in the winter. It's all because they have got these private people they have included in their energy sector.
Public health specialist Dr. Christopher Duve has welcomed the Water Resources Management Authority, WARMA's, call to remove pit latrines in residential areas, saying it's a timely move to protect Lusaka's groundwater and public health. Dr. Duve believes replacing pit latrines with waterborne or flushable toilets will reduce the risk of groundwater contamination, particularly in Lusaka, where underground water sources are vulnerable. He explains to Phoenix News that flushable toilets offer a safer sanitation option, limiting human contact with waste, improving hygiene, and reducing waterborne diseases. However, Dr. Duve cautions that implementation will be costly, requiring heavy investment in water supply infrastructure, sewer networks, and maintenance, which may be out of reach for many households, especially in unplanned settlements.
What they should have done was they shouldn't have left power purchasing agreement and locked it only for outsiders. Because if you look at the people they've given power purchasing agreement,
if you look at most of our settlements, the reptiles do not have these amenities. That's where we normally have these outbreaks. It's very rare for you to hear of an outbreak of cholera in Kansenshi or North Rise, but it is normally in those places that are not safe. So it is a welcome decision, but our idea, but it's one of course that requires a lot of resources, funding to be able to put all those things in place.
In global news, a Hong Kong court jailed pro-democracy tycoon Jimmy Lai to 20 years imprisonment after he was found guilty of national security offences in December. This is the harshest sentence to be given under the controversial national security law, which China says is necessary for the city's stability. Lai, who holds a British passport, was one of the loudest critics of Beijing, often wielding his pro-democracy paper Apple Daily as a tool of protest. Six former executives of the paper were also jailed on Monday from between 6 years to 9 months and 10 years. We monitor the BBC for details of this story and other global stories.
The Hong Kong media tycoon and pro-democracy campaigner Jimmy Lai has been sentenced to 20 years in prison on charges of foreign collusion and sedition. Mr. Lai, a British citizen, is 78, and Human Rights Watch said the prison term was, in effect, a death sentence. World leaders have been congratulating Japan's Prime Minister, Sanae Takaichi, on her resounding election victory. Her Liberal Democratic Party won more than two-thirds of the seats in the lower house of parliament, giving her wide scope to push through her conservative agenda. The Seattle Seahawks have won the Super Bowl, the biggest prize in American football, beating the New England Patriots by 29 points to 13. President Trump criticized Bad Bunny's halftime show celebrating Hispanic culture as terrible, disgusting, and an affront to America.
We take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. Phoenix FM. Taking flight on air and online. Online.
And now business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Health changes everything.
First Quantum Minerals, FQM, says it remains